got some propagation. Now most of the mechanisms you're going to see, the rate determining step is going to be the first step. In this case it's not. It's the second step that's the rate determining step. The termination steps are all obvious, so everybody gets these all correct. Okay, it's simply saying that once you build up a high enough concentration of radicals, the radicals bump into each other and the thing terminates. So it's methyl plus methyl radical gives you a side product, ethane. A methyl plus a chlorine radical gives you the product, chloromethane, and then a chlorine plus a chlorine generates some reactant, chlorine again, which you can go back and do it all over. So overall, our methane is turned into our product, chloromethane and hydrogen chloride. If we use excess chlorine, then we simply generate the other chlorinated product. So we take the chloromethane, turn it into dichloromethane, throw in more chlorine, generate trichloromethane, and throw in more chlorine, carbon tetrachloride. So in this particular question, quite often I will ask you how you might separate the products that are formed. Remember, it would be fractional distillation. These guys then will be liquids. You guys have used dichloromethane. Okay. Carbon tetrachloride, I've told you, poisonous. Remember, it's dry cleaning fluid. Chloroform is a liquid then with anesthetic properties. The only one you haven't bumped into is chloromethane, and this is a relatively low boiling